It is one that continues to exist amongst us today. And again, the basic reason for the loss of faith was because of what? How did they not see what happened to Shabtai Tzvi? The rabbis themselves attributed it to the famous verse in the Bible, Meshiv Lev Chachomim Ochor, that God, when he wants to, takes the heart of the wisest of people and twists them, turns them, distorts them, so they cannot see straight. Oh, there are major, major mistakes in the history of every people in hindsight, it is almost impossible for us to imagine how it could have happened. How could the Israeli army in the Yom Kippur War have only had 7 tanks up on the Golan? How could such a thing have happened? Or have less than 1,000 men at the Suez Canal? Or other, you know, other how comes? How could it happen? In hindsight, everything is clear. But when it occurs, that is not the case. And here, God somehow brought this debacle upon the Jewish people. And the wisest of rabbis, with the exception of Sosportus and a number of others, were unable to sense it, unable to fight it, unable to bring it to a halt, unable to prevent the disaster that was just flowing on. Had to occur. So all of that together let loose historic forces which exist today. If you'll think about these number of things that I have told you, the loss of faith in the Messianic era, the question of a supernatural Kabbalistic world, whether that belief should be followed, the erosion of leadership. Those are basic historic changes within the Jewish people. And those basic historic changes, more than anything else, is the legacy of Shabtai Tzvi. So even though he is forgotten and the movement is forgotten and it remains only an historic anachronism and a way to get a PhD in history, but the effects of it are very much alive amongst us today. It's like a display of cans in a supermarket, right? And you come and take the bottom can out. That's the one that you want to buy. Well, that reshapes the whole structure of everything that's been created. And here, that is going to be reshaped. In that reforming of the Jewish people lies the seeds of all modern Jewish history. And I think if we think about it, will help explain many of the problems and conflicts that we face today. And those can almost all be traced directly back to these events in the middle and late 1600s.